the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. I'm Mike Winter, and this is Wisecracking with Winter. And today in the Funhouse Studios, a.k.a. Minnesota Superior Sound Studios, I have a special guest, a pop culture expert from the Windy City, a.k.a. Chicago. His name is John Pizzle.
Hello, hello, hello.
John, welcome to the studios.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Now, for all the people at home who have no idea who the fuck you are, give us a little bit about yourself, a little bit of background before we dive into today's topics.
Well, I hail from the Windy City.
Have you done a lot of blogging?
I've done an infinite amount of blogging. But I'm not here to talk about that.
A lot of bathroom gossip?
A lot of writing on the walls of bathrooms. My phone number.
How long have you been homeless?
Well, ever since my dad decided he didn't want to see me anymore.
Oh my God, that's tragic.
It is tragic. If I had a heart, I'd cry about it.
That's really heart-wrenching. How long have you been in Chicago?
12 years now.
12 strange years?
12 interesting roller coaster-like years.
And why did you decide to get into the field of pop culture and pop culture gossip and those types of things?
Like most people who are into those kinds of things, I have a small mind.
A small mind and a lethal tongue. A poison pen and a lethal tongue.
A lethal tongue. I've been told that many times in many different situations.
So, John, you've had a long history of drug abuse. Can you tell us a little bit about that for the kids at home that haven't shoved needles in their arms?
Well, I think when there's a hole in your heart that's father-sized...
That's a large father.
It's... It is a large father. He's quite large. And that's just, you have to fill that hole, and that's a huge hole.
Heroin does the job.
Well, it's either heroin or pizza.
It's either heroin, pizza, or taking mystery drinks from Bill Cosby. I guess just jumping off into the deep end here, have you ever met Bill Cosby, and has he ever offered you anything to drink?
You know, I have... met Bill Cosby.
You have? Where?
At the airport. I wouldn't say met. I saw him go by on a cart, but he did say hello.
Wasn't it in a men's room? It wasn't like a toe tapping?
There was no toe tapping. There was no offering of Nespresso. It was just like Cliff Huxtable, but like 75 or however old he is, with his wife just saying hello to everybody. He seemed very friendly.
Didn't seem like a guy that would spike drinks and rape women to you.
No, he just didn't give off that spike drink rape women vibe. And it sets a very specific vibe, I think, to give off. And he just didn't give it to me. Like, I didn't see it. I think they're all lying.
Really? You don't think he ever made a play at Theo? Or at Rudy? Theo. Or young Rudy? Or
Jamal. I think he's going to go for anybody. It'd be Lisa Bonet.
Not Vanessa?
Vanessa, she's too much of a goody-two-shoes. You know, Denise was just a whore.
I think you're right. I think he would have loved to stick that big jello pudding pop right in her hidey hole, don't you?
I think you're right. I think he probably did. I think that's probably why she left the show.
Do you think that's why she married Lenny Kravitz and basically lost her mind for a while?
But can we really pinpoint her loss of mind to Lenny? I mean, what if it was Bill who made her lose her mind? What if he tortured her?
After hours on the set when there was nobody there?
Yeah, I mean, what if he wanted to run lines and...
Or do lines.
Oh, yeah, or do lines.
Or run a line on her, or run a train. Bill could have, I mean, this is all hearsay, this is all allegedly. Just want to point that out. But how many women have come out against Bill in the last few months here?
I mean, aren't we up to 20? 20 plus?
I think it's 25.
I mean, and what are these women going after exactly? Nothing that I've heard. I mean, it's not like it's the statute of limitations is long gone. It's not like they can really sue him or press charges, maybe like a civil trial, but he's not going to be spending any time in jail for anything he's done. So what would be their motive other than to just, I mean, I guess they could imply that these women are just being malicious and want to take him down because they have a vendetta against him, but
character assassination.
Yeah, but I mean, they would have to have known before going into it that it was a losing battle. I mean, he's a national treasure. He's one of the most beloved figures we've ever had in this country.
Besides Adrian Peterson?
Besides Ray. I don't know. I feel like the more women who are coming out, it kind of just makes the case worse for him.
Pretty far fall from grace, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the whole, when the charges came out about Michael Jackson, I mean, you've got the biggest star in the world and accused of the most disgusting thing you could really ever think of.
What was he using? Did they ever say? What kind of drug? Was he,
Michael?
No, Michael, who, God knows what Michael was on. But what was Bill dropping into these women's drinks?
I think that drug that's known as roofies.
Spanish Fly.
That's roofies?
I don't know.
I thought Spanish Fly was just like a harmless aphrodisiac.
I thought it was more of just like an urban legend. The whole Spanish Fly.
Yeah, I mean, is
fly.
That even real? I think where you're getting that from is that there was a line, there was a bit he used to do in his old shows about slipping women Spanish Fly secretly.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of like, in retrospect, after what happened, makes him look a little more suspicious that he would talk about something like that in his act when it could have been going on. I mean, allegedly it was going on, according to these women.
You think he's playing his cards right by not coming out in the press and talking at all?
What is he going to say? I mean, I guess he could come out and deny it, but he kind of had his wife do that very passive-aggressively.
How hard would it to be go on to NPR or some kind of medium like that and say, I did not put the Spanish Fly in the woman's drinks. I did not do it. I did not finger Rudy. I did not diddle Vanessa. I did nothing with Claire. Would you have fucked Claire? Maybe in the 80s, but not now. What becomes of Fat Albert? Did they pull that cartoon off the air?
Would they pull that? What did you say?
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Allegedly, you know,
Teddy fucked Fat Albert.
No, I don't think anybody fucked Fat Albert. No, I think they, when he was writing the show and doing the little vinaigrettes at the beginning of each cartoon, or what?
Is it a balsamic vinaigrette?
It's a 10-cent word from a 5-cent brain. I don't even know what the fuck that means. We'll call it a baguette. That's when he was, that's like at the height of his doping women.
That was
era.
It?
Yeah, like early 70s.
Oh, wow.
So does Fat Albert leave the airways forever?
Oh, I mean, that was one of my favorites. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Like, does that change anything to remove the classic shows he's created? I mean, I guess the public decides that if they don't want to watch him, I guess they won't be airing that stuff, but I don't know. It's not going to be gone forever in the day of the internet. I mean, even if it's not shown on TV, it's going to live on. DVDs have been pressed, you know.
Do you think he's going to use the, or do you think back then, do you think he used the whole Fat Albert Lang angle to get laid? Like when he was, you know, starting to get popular, he'd go to the local discotheque or whatever was popular way back then. Like, have you seen the cartoon Fat Albert? That's my cartoon. Would you like to suck my big black cock? Think you ever tried that?
He could have tried that angle. I mean, I'm just wondering what he did with that special pen that he had. Remember that marker that he used to use?
No.
Oh, that was my favorite thing about that fucking show. Was that that show? I'm getting confused.
Maybe you're thinking of Reading Rainbow and LeVar Burton.
No, it was definitely Cosby, and he did like a little bit on the show where he would like draw things with this marker. You don't remember that?
No.
On his marker. Whoa. I don't care to remember what it was.
This is my special marker that I use to draw things on the show.
It probably had fucking roofies in it.
Maybe he did hide his roofies in the cap. See, looking this way, not looking that way. Like, you know, he'd distract him, and he'd open up the pen cap, allegedly. Drop the roofies into their drink, put the pen cap back on.
Well, you know, it's funny because... It's not funny, but...
Sure it is.
I happened to be watching the Today Show the other day.
Mm.
Unfortunately, it was the fourth hour with Kathy Lee and Hoda. Don't judge me.
Hoa. And
what?
Hoa. Do you think people jerk off about those two? I mean, they're pretty old, but they still look pretty good.
They got it going on considering they're 50 plus. Right? They're 50 plus, right?
Kathy Lee kind of looks like a drunk. Don't they sit and drink wine
that
show?
She looks like a puffy-faced drunk, and that's probably what she is. Hoda looks pretty... She looks like she's in good shape.
Would you put it in Hoda?
I mean... Maybe if I had been roofied. If we can bring it back to Cosby. No, but I was watching the show, and... Kathy Lee has been friends with... Bill Cosby for decades. She's been friends with all of Hollywood.
Fuck friends?
I mean, perhaps. And she had said back in the day, Bill Cosby tried to put the moves on her, like backstage at some function that they were at together, and she kind of flipped out on him and said, no, like, we're friends. Get the hell away from me. And she said that he took it pretty well, considering, and just was like, all right, and just... stop pursuing her. But she did add that he was insistent about giving people backstage espresso. Like, he constantly was trying to give people espresso.
Had my own espresso machine.
I mean, that's it's kind of chilling in retrospect that she would mention that. I mean, why would she lie? She's not even coming out accusing him. She's not really saying anything one way or the other, but she's just saying this is a fact from when I used to work with him or when I used to be with him. So, I mean, it doesn't really look good.
I think it'll all just kind of blow over, personally.
Well, it has a better chance of blowing over if he doesn't comment, if he just stays silent, because if he does comment, it's just going to add fuel to the flames. Although, if he ever tries to do anything again, it's going to come up somehow, you know? I can't see him being unscathed by it.
So you can't see him going to, say, Mystic Lake Casino here in Minnesota and do one of his overpriced hour-long Borathon comedic sets?
Is that what he's doing these days?
Yeah, he's doing all the Indian casinos and doing stand-up. That's like his big source of income. And
He needs the money.
He doesn't need the money. But he goes because I think he likes the attention. He's an artist, and artists want to be recognized.
Yeah. Probably makes him feel alive.
Gets that big black cock up. But can't you see him going and doing a set and, like, maybe right in the middle, some lady way back in the cheap seats, rapist! Rapist!
Oh, I mean, he'll be heckled until the day he dies if he tries to go out and do live shows again.
That could be soon. Isn't he, like, 90?
No.
He's pretty old.
Isn't he in his 70s? Or is he in his 80s?
I guess I never really cared enough to check.
I feel like he was old then, like back in the 80s when we used to watch him. So
he did look old. He looked like he was in his 60s in the 80s.
But it could have been those hideous sweaters.
Oh.
That can age anyone. But, I mean, are we both looking at the same thing?
I'm not looking at anything
okay.
right now.
I can look at his age real quick. I'm just curious. I feel like he's... pushing 80 if he's not 80 yet.
So how old is he?
He is 77.
Do you think he could even still get an erection at this point in his life? without some kind of medical help?
The odds are not likely. I mean, he's into some kinky shit. There's probably some erectile thing going on with them. That's just my diagnosis. My unprofessional diagnosis of this national treasure's black cock.
So you don't think his black cock is a national treasure anymore?
Oh, you said black cock. I thought we were talking about Blackhawks.
No, not the Chicago Blackhawks, the world's greatest hockey team. I'm talking about Bill Cosby's allegedly, I'm using the word allegedly again, big black cock. And speaking of cock, there's a story on the web today about how a man smoked weed and then sucked a horse's dick.
Oh, God. Why?
In Wausau, Wisconsin, a 30-year-old guy has been charged with possession of marijuana and then blowing a horse. Oh. How high would you have to be to blow a horse? I mean, I've heard of people smoking weed and then getting super paranoid and then thinking that they're dogs.
Yeah, I feel like that's just not a common symptom of getting high on weed is
sucking some
sucking horse cock. I mean, even like jokes aside, like is that really a drug that makes you horny?
I've never had that experience on weed.
I haven't either.
I haven't smoked it in a long time. I mean, maybe it's a lot stronger nowadays, but when I did it back in my heyday, I never felt the need to go suck a horse's dick.
I mean, it kind of made everything funny. Maybe he just thought this would be hilarious.
Look at this giant cock. I wonder if I can get it in my mouth. I guess he admitted to police that before he was found inside the barn, I guess he blew it and jacked it off. And he was viewing horse porn at the same time.
Are you kidding?
That's a guy with some serious porn addiction.
Viewing porn on what, his phone?
It didn't say what he was watching.
Have a laptop with him? I mean,
just said he was watching horse porn and then he blew a horse and then he jacked the horse off.
Maybe he just wasn't in the mood to blow or jack the horse and he had to watch the porn to get himself in the mood.
He's in jail on a $2,000 cash bond. Would that be worth it to you to bail him out just so you can get the exclusive story?
I mean, is that a story you really want to touch? What news outlet would want to cover that?
DeathandTaxesMag.com has covered it.
Really? Maybe The Onion, but nobody would believe it's true.
It's not even that big of a thing. I mean, in October, a 19-year-old Floridian jacked off a horse plush toy at Walmart. No, I'm sorry. He jacked off on a horse plush toy.
Oh, jeez.
And then he put the animal back on the shelf.
Oh,
for somebody to buy.
That's a different thing, I guess. People are disgusting. That's why I stay home.
Might be better just to be antisocial and and stay away from other people.
It's true. I mean, you never know. One of these strangers you strike up conversation with at a bar might have jacked off a horse previously to your conversation. How'd you feel knowing that?
Do you think if police wanted to round up a lot of these sexual deviants, all they should really do is hang around a Walmart parking lot? Not saying anything about Walmart that they endorse sex offenders, but I mean, there are a lot of strange people that wander around in Walmarts.
And a lot of people, I don't know if it's the same here as it is in Chicago, but anytime I've been to Walmart in Chicago, there's a lot of people like hanging out in front of Walmart. They're not even really in the store.
They're just loitering
yeah,
at
they're
Walmart.
Loitering by the door, and it always just seems like an unsavory group. It's not somebody you'd want to have watch your car or something.
Would you say the guy was just looking for a stable relationship? Pardon the pun. Maybe he couldn't get it on with women. Maybe women just had no interest in the guy.
Maybe he was just horsing around.
I mean, there's a picture of him here. He doesn't look like a disgusting looking. I mean, he's not, I don't know, I guess he'd be handsome.
I guess he's all right.
He looks normal enough, right?
If I hadn't known what I know about him, he probably would seem normal. But that's just a still shot. I mean, who knows what he's like in person. Maybe he gives off the, I want to blow a horse vibe.
And on that note, let's take a quick commercial break for Minnesota Superior Sound.
Let's do it.
We're going to do a live one here. Now, John, you've seen Minnesota Superior Sound in action, right?
I have.
World-class DJs.
Pretty much anything you want from a DJ. For any occasion, really.
Jokes, music, sound, lights, they got it all.
They've got it all. And from what I hear, you're going to get a deal if you mention this podcast.
Yes, if you mention this podcast where we talked about Bill Cosby and guys sucking and jerking off horses, you can go and give yourself a $50 discount.
Do they have to be that specific?
No, I guess they don't. They can just mention the podcast, and we'll take $50 off that. That's MinnesotaSuperiorSound.com, or you can find them on Facebook.
How many roofies do you think you could buy for $50?
I have no idea. I've never tried to buy a roofie.
Because I'm just thinking, if they were to save the $50, booked you for a wedding, think how many women could be drugged at that wedding. I'm just saying, Bill Cosby.
It'd be a feeding frenzy for him.
And you'd be contributing to it.
I helped Bill Cosby get his way with that big, long, black cock.
Oh.
I put the roofies in the drink at the wedding. They looked lonely.
They often are.
So, John, why don't you tell the people at home who will never get this chance, what's my studio like? What's it like for a guest to come into the fun house here?
You know, I have to say, Michael, it couldn't be more relaxing. I am in the middle of a children's toy room.
Bill Cosby would love it. Well, I got to take that back. I got to say allegedly, because he's not really in the kids.
That we know of.
No, that we know of.
I sincerely hope not, but let's not talk about Bill.
No.
I'm literally in the middle of a toy room.
That's why I call it the fun house.
It is a fun house. I'm seeing Barbie dream houses. I'm seeing random doll houses and dolls.
None of which are mine. They're my daughter's.
Yes. Yeah. And stuffed animals, plush toys. I'm seeing a Bowflex used as what is it being used as, a hanger system slash?
I think most Bowflexes from the 90s, that is their primary function these days, is a clothes hanger.
You set things on them. I'm seeing a basketball. I'm literally in a bed right now. I'm in a fold-out bed under the covers. You can't make a guest feel more relaxed.
Fully reclined.
I'm fully reclined. Pillows propping me up so I don't fall asleep on air.
Nice deal.
I mean, when am I coming back next is my question.
As soon as we get some sponsors and get more clicks on the website, we'll pay to fly you back out here.
I think that's going to happen pretty soon.
But you want to talk about Madonna. You're a pretty big fan from back in the day.
I mean, if you grew up in the 80s, I mean, Madonna was a pretty big deal. Obviously, she's not as popular as she once was, but nobody ever did what she's done as far as
sleeping with men, the sheer amount.
Sleeping your way to the top. Nobody did it better than her. No. But, I mean, before her, there was nobody like her, and anybody who's sort of tried to recapture what she's done since then has kind of done a B-grade version. She kind of broke the mold.
Bigger than Debbie Gibson?
Debbie Gibson wishes she could have been Madonna. No, but I was just thinking about Madonna because her entire next album leaked online in demo form, and
her next album. She's still recording music.
She's still recording music. That's kind of her means to tour these days. She doesn't really. When she goes out on tour, she kind of does a majority of her most current albums. So that's where she makes all the money. That's where all the stars kind of make their money these days, is touring. So she releases a new album, goes and tours the shit out of it, rakes in her hundreds of millions, and calls it a day. But the thing wasn't supposed to be released until March, and the whole thing's already out, and it's not even the current versions that are going to be on the album of songs.
So it's all unfinished.
And half the songs on the leak aren't even on the record anymore because they just didn't make the cut.
Now, being a true fan, did you listen to it? Or did you not listen to it because she wouldn't want you to?
She actually tweeted out to the fans to not listen to it, and that the loyal fans won't listen to it.
So you're not loyal?
Apparently not. Come on. Who wouldn't want to listen to it if you're a fan? I'm sorry. Everybody who got a chance to listen to it, listen to it. And honestly, I can see why she was upset about it. Half the songs on there sucked. And if the demos are any indication of the direction of the album, I don't think it's going to be very good. But so anyway, after this happened, she rush released 6 songs as a sort of a pre-order on iTunes, so you can pre-order the album, get 6 songs immediately.
Does anybody buy music anymore, though?
Yeah, I mean, she shot up to number 1 in multiple countries, and that's just a pre-order, so the album's not even technically released. There's still an audience. I mean, she's not selling tens of millions that she used to, but, I mean, nobody's really doing that anymore, except for, like, Adele.
Where are people finding the free music these days? Because there's no more LimeWire or Napster.
You know, as far as downloads, I think torrents are still pretty big.
Explain to people at home, what is a torrent?
A torrent is kind of like a way to download a file, be it a movie, music, that sort of allows you to download small pieces of the file from many different users at the same time, so that you're not technically getting the entire file from just one person. So it's kind of hard to, I guess, pin the blame on one source.
Do you think anybody even bothers trying to prosecute anymore?
I think the music, the recording, the RIAA kind of will sometimes go after someone to sort of make an example out of them to kind of scare people into not downloading. But I think now downloading's become less popular, and it's all about streaming. People just download Spotify and stream whatever album they want to hear for free.
But some artists won't put their music on Spotify.
Yes. I think Taylor Swift sort of famously removed her music from Spotify, which is probably smart because from what I hear, the artists literally get less than pennies per stream for those songs. And what's the point?
I mean, well, who's paying the artists if the Spotify is free?
Well, there is ad revenue on Spotify. If you're a free user, you do have to, maybe every like 3 or 4 songs, you have to sit through an ad, or you can become like I don't know if it's like a Prime user or whatever you want to call it, not listen to any ads, and then I'm sure a percentage of those membership fees would go back to the record company, who would then siphon the money to the artist, I'm assuming, if they are like a co-writer or co-producer or something.
But there's no real money in it for the artists anymore.
No, I mean, unless you've got some kind of a tour following, chances are you're not really making any money from selling records.
Unless you're a country artist.
Country artists do all right. And yeah, if you're Adele.
Adele.
She sold 10 million plus of her last album.
Why is that?
I think she just kind of hit a nerve with a bunch of different age demos and got lucky, really.
I think there might be a connection here. You let me know if I'm crazy or not. Adele is overweight. I wouldn't call her morbidly obese, yeah. But she's fat.
She's chunky.
Okay. Now you think about most people that shop at Walmart are also fat. Do you think maybe the fat masses are out supporting the fat singer by buying the album at Walmart?
I mean, that's possible. This is the fattest country on earth.
Yes, it is.
I think she sold more records here than anywhere else. We might be onto something.
Does the same thing go for country, too? Because all the country artists seem to be selling a lot of music.
I don't know what it is about the country artists. I mean, I'm not a big country fan. I feel like it can be, as far as like the new artists that come around, I feel like it could kind of be pretty formulaic, like, you get the cute guy in the cowboy boots, cute girl with the blonde hair in the cowboy boots, kind of singing the same old songs. But there's a market for it. Otherwise, the music wouldn't be selling, you know?
I never understood the market for that. If you don't live down south, and if you don't live on a on a big farm. Why the hell would you buy this music? I don't understand people up north here in Minnesota that completely become cowboys, like pseudo cowboys or wannabe cowboys, and go out. You know, I have a couple of friends that have lost their minds and gone out and bought cowboy hats and go to country concerts and buy cowboy clothes and declare themselves country, in quotation marks, having never spent any time on a farm. I don't think they've even, this particular friend of mine has never even visited Texas. But he's country. Is country more of a state of mind?
Oh, yeah.
Than a location?
I think also it's kind of like a fantasy. Like, I think that sort of lifestyle or the lifestyle that music evokes is appealing to certain people, you know?
Inbred?
The inbreds, the unintelligent, the easily pleased, the tasteless.
Who all shop at Walmart.
It all comes back to Walmart.
It does all kind of come back to the evil big box monster Walmart, doesn't it?
It does.
Miley Cyrus.
Speaking of former country stars.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. She went from Hannah Montana to a total slut. What happened with her, do you think?
Well, is it really so surprising? I mean, you can't be a goody two-shoes forever. And I feel like when you've worked for Disney as a child, the odds are stacked against you. If you're a child actor, period, the odds are stacked against you. Although I have to say about her, she's got a great reputation in Hollywood as being very professional.
And putting out.
And polite. And she's an easy lay. And has been since she was 14.
A lot of Billy Ray Cyrus influence there.
Well, her mom doesn't look like she's too wholesome. The apple probably doesn't fall far from the tree. But, Miley, there's a rumor about Miley that she's pregnant and was kind of forced into rehab.
Pregnant with whose baby? Billy Ray's?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Allegedly.
Although that would make perfect sense as they're from the South. The rumor is that it's Liam Hemsworth's baby.
Who's that?
He was in the Twilight. What was the other big franchise that came after Twilight with Jennifer Lawrence? Hunger Games.
Did he play like the dumb blonde guy in the movie?
He wasn't PETA.
PETA.
The other guy.
Was that the guy that the main character hunted with when they were poor?
Possibly.
I'd eat raccoons and...
I kind of went off in my own little world when I was watching that movie and didn't really pay attention because I was bored. But I think you're right. That is him. And his brother is Chris Hemsworth, who is Thor.
Oh!
Yeah.
Do you think maybe she secretly wishes it was Thor's baby?
I'm sure she wanted Thor's hammer inside of her.
But maybe she had them both at the same time. Little DP?
It's possible. She might have had DP. She looks like she's got plenty of room for it. But DP is so 2004. It's all about 3P these days.
3P? Fill every input, right? That's what you're into on?
That's not what I'm into.
No.
I'm talking about Miley here.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. You think the whole slut thing might be just a bit of a facade?
Oh, for sure. That's probably a little truth. I mean, the girl's what, 20, 21?
Mm-hmm.
She probably is a little whorish. I mean, look at this one. She was...
Yeah.
No. She, I'm sure she does have her fun, but I'm sure the whole... I'm sure the image is designed to shock. I'm absolutely positive.
Like, did you ever see the London concert she did? Or pictures from it?
Where she's sucking the... Plastic dick?
Sucking a plastic dick. Spread eagle on the stage, showing her cunt.
I'm glad you were able to work the word cunt.
I haven't had an opportunity to say cunt yet.
Well, it should be said. I shouldn't be shied away from. When I lived in London, cunt was thrown around like Yorkshire pudding.
Cunt, cunt, cunt. plenty of cunt in London, then.
Cunt is way less offensive in England and the UK than it is here.
Really?
Yeah. But I think the cunts in this country are too sensitive.
You think a lot of people from London that come here to visit and that happen to be smokers go into convenience stores and ask for fags. Do you think they get a lot of heat for that?
They could. Although I would have to say they probably know that word has another meaning to it.
Well, let's hope so.
Half a brain.
Let's switch gears and move into movies. As long as we're on pop culture.
Yeah.
We just saw Dumb and Dumber 2 together tonight.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Well, you kind of had to know going into it wasn't going to be as good as the first one. The first one was just so funny. And it's been 20 years. I mean, I feel like it would be hard to recapture that exactly 20 years later. But I will say, I thought it was funny. There were moments when I laughed out loud, more than just a few moments. Although it just wasn't... It was, if you want to compare it to the first, which everybody's going to because it's a sequel, it's just not as good.
It left me wanting more. It's like watching the first movie, just not as funny or original, with the guys being 20 years older.
Yeah, and them trying a little too hard, I thought.
Do you think they just did it for the paycheck?
I don't know. Did they get a huge paycheck? Is Jim Carrey these days demanding what he was demanding 20 years ago? I mean, is he really making 10 plus million a movie these days? I don't know.
I suppose he could be. And Jeff Daniels isn't really a big star.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to be making as much as Jim, but I don't know. And the Farrelly brothers, I mean, are they still the benchmark of comedy?
I don't think they're really the go-to guys anymore.
No, I feel like they haven't been for years.
Wasn't the last movie they made that Three Stooges thing?
Was that them?
I think so.
Was that movie ever made? Because I know Jim Carrey was supposed to be in it.
It was made, okay. And it shouldn't have been.
Oh, did you see it?
I did, unfortunately. It was awful.
The last movie I saw of theirs that really made me laugh was Me, Myself, and Irene, and that's got to be at least a decade ago.
Longer.
More.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way back.
I mean, and that's...
If I wasn't lazy, I'd look it up, what year it was
made. I could
made.
Look it up. I've got a phone right here.
Well, go ahead and look it up. Why don't you look up all the Farrelly movies, and we'll kind of decide where they kind of fell apart.
Sure.
All right, John, you got it right in front of you.
Yeah, so I guess I didn't realize that Dumb and Dumber was their first film.
What year was that?
That was 94. That's quite a way to start in the business, to have that kind of a smash.
It's a big splash.
Kingpin was next.
Great movie.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. I probably didn't like it as much as Dumb and Dumber, but I think a lot of things pale in comparison to that movie for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's Something About Mary was next. Classic.
Good. Great movie.
Outside Providence? Never heard of it.
Me neither.
That's possibly where they started to derail. Nobody's heard of the movie. Me, Myself, and Irene was 2000. Again, that movie unexpectedly really made me laugh.
I thought it was good. Yeah. That's when he was like, Jim Carrey was like a cop or something like that.
He played like a character who had split personalities, and one of his characters was a cop. And then, right?
Yeah, he was like a Rhode Island state trooper or something like that.
Yeah, he would snap and go into that character.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. When I saw that, I was pleasantly surprised, because I had thought they had lost it by then. Say It Isn't So, I have no idea what that is. Do you?
No, and I think this is where the slide starts.
What does that mean?
Where their movies aren't big hits
yeah.
no more.
Osmosis Jones? I've heard of it, but
it was like a cartoon with Chris Rock, and that sucked a dick.
Shallow Hell.
It sucked the big black dick! it's always good to hear from Bill.
Shallow Hell. Did you see it?
I did.
Was it good?
I got a lot of jokes out of that.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, for myself, I mean, just to use on other people I see on the street.
Yeah.
You know. But I thought that was an okay movie.
I never saw it. Stuck on You? I can't remember what that is.
That was with Matt Damon and Greg Kinnear. They were conjoined twins.
Yeah.
That was like a three. I don't know what I want to call that. Like a half erect. Not erect.
Half a what?
Like half an erection. Oh. Hustler used to like grade porn movies with like a limp, half erect, and fully erect.
And that was a half erect.
That was half erect for me.
Fever Pitch. That was Jimmy Fallon, right?
Was it?
Am I thinking of the right movie? Wasn't that him and Drew Barrymore?
If it was, that was okay.
I don't really even remember the movie, but that was seemed like it was maybe more of like a cute date film than their typical, you know, toilet bowl fodder. The Ringer? Did you see that?
No.
The Heartbreak Kid?
No.
Hall Pass?
Yeah, forgettable.
And you saw The Three Stooges, and that goes to Dumb and Dumber too. So we're not talking about a huge career, considering they've been around for 20 years. Have they even made 20 films? I'm counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. They've only made 15 films in 20 years. And a majority of them suck. So maybe they never really were the comedy authorities that you might have thought they were.
After yeah.
I think they just started out huge.
They established a good name, and then they just kind of...
And they pissed all over it.
And they did. They took a nice, big, stinking shit on it, last movie.
Yeah,
the last one was just a paycheck.
I thought, considering the current Dumb and Dumber movie, too, I thought it needed a lot more gross-out gags, and they really needed to pull out the stops and just go for it. They had a few good ones, but they needed to kind of go there, and they didn't.
As long as we're on movies, who do you think's taking home the Oscar this year for Best Picture for 2014?
You know, sadly, I haven't really been paying attention to movies as much as I should have been this year. I know there's whispers of, what's her name? Reese Witherspoon for Wild.
Not Black Annie. Which came out and was third in the box office.
Third. Wow.
Do you think it's because Annie's black? Do you think it upset a lot of WASPs out there that are used to Annie being a cute a little fire crotch white kid?
It maybe upset some WASPs. I'm sure they can get over it.
Well, the new Karate Kid reboot did well.
Did it?
Yeah.
I never even saw the new Karate
Kid. Will Smith's kid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I really want to support Will Smith's kids. Do they really need my money?
They don't.
I feel like
Ralph Macchio's a Karate Kid. But as artists, they need your attention and your approval.
Well, they can keep vying for it. They're not going to get it when they're remaking 80s classics that I grew up with. That's how I feel about it.
Did you ever see the original Annie?
I did. I loved it. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Would you support Black Annie?
No, I think it looks stupid. And who says Jamie Foxx should be playing Daddy Warbucks? What?
He kind of looks like a Daddy Warbucks, though. Do you think he ever has girls call him? Who's your Daddy Warbucks? Who's your daddy?
He probably is a Daddy Warbucks to some women out there, considering his bank account. But I just thought it just seems like a bad idea all around.
Annie, bad idea.
Why try to reinvent the wheel?
I don't know. I don't think the color of the kid really matters at all.
It doesn't. They could have found a fire-crotched Black Annie.
It really would have had to look. I didn't see the first Annie, so I...
You didn't see Annie?
No, dude.
Come on. Carol Burnett as Miss Hannigan is, like, one of the best roles ever of all time.
What year did that come out?
82?
In 82, I was in the second grade. I couldn't have been less interested...
I was 6 years old in 82, and I found time. What's your fucking excuse?
I was probably out back playing with matchbox cars and walking my dog and fishing with a cane pole and doing other boy stuff. You know what was number one at the box office this week was The Hobbit. Battle of the Five Armies to wrap it up. To finally wrap up the whole... Lord of the Rings and Hobbit shit.
This is it.
There's no more books, as far as I know.
And how many Hobbits did they make? Two or three?
Three. They made three movies out of one book.
So this is the third and final Hobbit.
The third and final installment. So there's
six Lord of the Rings / Hobbit movies now.
Guess how much money it brought in.
This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
I would guess 30-plus.
$54,724,334. There are a lot of nerds out there that
you know,
are into that.
And I tried to sit and watch the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy with my brother one weekend, and I just couldn't get interested.
Just there wasn't enough weed?
I don't know. I know they're classics. I respect them as movies, and I understand why people like them, but me, like my personal taste would not allow me to be into the movies. I couldn't do it. I'd rather watch Harry Potter or something.
Dumb and Dumber 2 brought in $768,000, down 72% from last week.
72%, so it made like a couple million the previous week?
I can look that up.
That's kind of surprising. That's a pretty big flop.
It's made $83 million.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, on a budget of $40
million. Oh, well, that's a hit then.
Well, yeah, I'd say so. I mean, everybody made money. You got your money back and you doubled it. So
I wonder what Jim took for that.
$40 million. $40 million big ones. You know, I've heard Gone Girl is a sexy pick.
Yeah?
Best picture of the year.
I have it waiting for me to watch. I haven't seen it yet, though. I've heard nothing but good things.
That's brought in $165,203,822.
Wow.
Made on a budget of $61
million. Wow. What costs so much for that with that movie? Was there a... Have you guys seen it?
I yeah. think Ben Affleck was paid $50 million to show his cock. I saw the movie. I don't remember seeing Ben Affleck's cock.
You probably weren't looking for it.
Well, I'm straight. Maybe I just blocked it out.
I mean, that's possible. And maybe it's just not Cosby big. Maybe you didn't notice it.
Maybe it was just so brief. Or maybe, you know, you hear about kids get touched and diddled, and then they just kind of block it out of their brains and don't remember it when they're adults.
Are you likening yourself as a movie watcher to a child who's blocked out abuse?
I know it's a reach, and it's a big reach. But
far reach.
Maybe I just I blocked that out. How about Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb? The third installment in that shitty series.
Yeah, I don't remember any of those getting good reviews, but I guess the sentimental value of having it be Robin Williams, one of Robin Ooh. Williams' last films.
They're losing money on this one, buddy.
Oh, are they?
On a budget of $127 million.
Oh, wow. That's an expensive piece of shit.
Total gross, $17
million. Oh.
Well, that's but it just opened.
Just this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe Robin's not turning over in his grave just yet.
Guess how much they made Black Annie for?
What?
$65 million.
I wonder how much of that went to Jamie Foxx.
I don't know.
I bet Cam Diaz took a chunk of that.
Yeah, she did. She probably did.
She probably got paid well, too.
I'm sure they spent $20 million on the talent.
20? That's it?
Well, they're not exactly huge household names anymore.
Is Quvenzhané playing Annie?
Who?
Quvenzhané Wallace? Is that her name?
I don't know who I don't know who that is. Maybe.
Huh. Let me see. I just like to say Quvenzhané.
While you're looking that up, I'll take another quick break here and talk about Minnesota Superior Sound. Your solution for quality wedding entertainment. Been in the business since 2009. These two guys have done over 300 weddings, and they are the wedding specialists. They specialize in weddings. That's what they care about. Get a hold of them on the internet. MinnesotaSuperiorSound.com or find them on Facebook. Mention the podcast. If you listen to this particular podcast, they'll give you $100 off.
Holy shit.
It's a lot of money. What were we talking about?
I have a question about nothing. I can't remember. It was a brain fart. We'll edit that out in post.
Yeah.
It is Quvenzhané Wallace. Thank you.
And what is she known for?
She was nominated for an Oscar, I believe.
For what? Isn't she like 8?
Yeah, she's one of those young Oscar nominees. Let me see what she was. I'm doing this on the spot, so. She's known for... Oh, she was in 12 Years a Slave. She was nominated for her role in that, I believe.
Funny movie.
Have you seen it? Yeah, it was comedy hit of the year. People weren't laughing this hard since 1994 when Schindler's List was released.
Yeah. A little bit of a gratuitous use of the word, of the N-word in that movie.
Well, if there's a movie to do that in, it wouldn't be Black Annie, would it?
No, I suppose not. And just so you know, if you're at home and you get all your news from this podcast, and I'm sorry if you do, the movie is not called Black Annie. It's just Annie. We're saying Black Annie because all the title characters are black instead of
except
white.
Except for Miss Hannigan, who stayed white.
Miss Hannigan stayed white?
Yeah, it's Cameron Diaz.
Oh. Who, isn't she a little too hot?
I thought that was a poor choice as well. I mean, when those of us who've seen the original, I mean, Carol Burnett just, like, embodied that role, and she wasn't
attractive. She can't do it anymore, though.
Well, they can wheel her out and have her do it again.
I don't think she's down.
They can CGI her tremors away.
Oh, she's sick?
I don't know. Oh. But I thought that was a horrible miscast. But what were we talking about before that? Oh, the fact that she's too attractive. Yeah, Carol Burnett, that role wasn't an attractive woman's role. Clearly, it was Carol Burnett. She's not a beauty queen.
Fire crotch.
Is she fire crotch?
I think so.
I never saw her bush.
Another ginger.
Well, you can't be mad at a ginge bush.
No, you can't. They're pretty rare. So your pick for best picture of the year?
Black Annie, hands down.
Black Annie. I think I'm going to go with I'm going to go with the sleeper pick. I'm going to go with Interstellar.
You know, I've heard good things about Interstellar.
I saw it. It was great.
You loved it?
Yeah. Yeah, really interesting piece of work. Guess how much they made that one for?
How much?
$165 million, and it's only brought in $171 million.
Oh, well, it's a modest hit.
Well, they made a profit.
They made a profit, and that's just the box office revenue. I mean, you can have DVDs.
I'd love to see a science fiction movie win Best Picture for once.
Yeah, they really don't.
No, they don't.
Has it won one since Close Encounters?
I don't think so. Unless you consider Lord of the Rings.
That's not really sci-fi. That's fantasy. But did that win?
No, I don't think so. But it won a lot of Academy Awards.
Oh, yeah. Just like for technical things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of good ones out there. They're just apparently not award fodder.
Guess not.
According to the Academy.
Well, anything you wanna say before we sign off?
I want
to get off your chest. Maybe you want to send out a personal message to Bill, if he's listening.
Bill, I want to know what you did with that pen. I love that pen. That was a marker. Excuse me, it was a marker.
Maybe he'll leave it to you in his will.
Well, he'll be gone soon.
Think he'll stroke out one of these nights?
Oh. Well...
Do you think Rudy will cry at his funeral?
Do you think he ever hit Ruby? Ruby?
Slap Rudy around? You need to be a better listener on the set when I write you these lines. They're meant to be said correctly.
Do you think he was Rudy's first?
Oh. I think it was probably Theo.
Speaking of Theo, have you been watching American Horror Story?
Yes.
All of a sudden, there's Theo Huxtable. What? Where did that come from?
Jamal Michael Warner, Xavier, whatever
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Malcolm Jamal Warner needs to get paid.
I mean, he's got to be making residuals from the syndication of that show.
Maybe not anymore.
I mean,
maybe. I don't know if they're still playing The Cosby Show anywhere.
Aren't they? Well,
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
What do you think of this season of American Horror Story?
I think it's really good.
You like it? I can't. I feel like it's very dark. And it's
now we're back on the Black Annie thing again.
I feel like it's less scary and more dark and disturbing. Like, I kind of want to be scared or, like, feel some kind of suspense like I did with the first two seasons. The last season, not so much. But I don't really feel scared this season. I just feel like, ugh.
It is creepy.
Yeah.
Very creepy.
What do you think is going to happen to Dandy? Is he going to get away with it?
I don't know. I think Dandy, if you haven't been watching the show, is like this huckster that happens upon the freak show and he's buying up freaks.
Mm-hmm. No, wait, Dandy's not buying freaks, is he? No, Dandy's not. Dandy's the psychopath who's killing people.
I'm sorry.
The guy who's buying freaks is somebody else, well, apparently, who's got a giant cock.
Yeah. They mentioned that on one of the shows.
Yeah.
Like a freakish
big cock. My problem, I guess, too, is I feel like the writing's a little sloppy. Not sloppy like
Lindsay Lohan's the season before of it wasn't that good. That was the whole witches thing.
That was a little more campy, I think. And I felt like I liked it until they went away for the break, and then they came back from the break to finish the show, and I felt like the writing just went out the window. Like, I felt like they were just trying to rush to the end.
But they lost a few writers?
The Seven Wonders episode, they didn't even go through all the Seven Wonders. Like, a few of them they fleshed out, but, like, at least three of the Seven Wonders were just, like, over in, like, 30 seconds. And
what were the
10 minutes of that episode was Stevie Nicks singing the song Seven Wonders, or should I say lip-syncing the song, for, like, 10 minutes. It went on way too long.
Were you a little upset? Did you want Stevie to sing a bigger hit?
I wanted her to do Stand Back.
Stand back.
Or a little gypsy, perhaps.
So you feel like she was wasted last season on American Horror Story.
Less that she was wasted and
more underutilized.
What was that?
Underutilized.
Well, or that they used her. They didn't find a good way to use her.
Not really, no.
I just feel like, oh, here, just lip sync your song for 10 minutes.
Here's a check and.
Yeah, we're going to call this episode Seven Wonders, just like your song. Here's a check. Thank you. Goodbye.
Does the Freak Show or does American Horror Story continue next year? Is this it?
They're already talking. There's hints in each season of what the next season's going to be. So the fans are already trying to decipher what the hints are this season to determine what it's going to be next year.
Is it going to be set in the 50s again? They kind of seem to be stuck on doing the show in the 50s or the 60s.
I don't know. I don't really know what the fans are saying. I remember a friend of mine had speculated on what he thought it was going to be, but I can't remember what he thought. He wasn't excited about it. I mean, I feel like the second season, they really threw a lot of ideas in. Did you watch the second season with the Asylum?
Yeah, I really liked that one.
I did too, but they kind of threw in a shitload of ideas as far as like just not just the Asylum, but like the demon possession, the Anne Frank, the Nazis, alien abduction. Like, they kind of covered a lot of bases, so I don't know where they're going to go next with it.
Maybe it'll be American Horror Story in space.
That could be. Maybe they'll flesh out the Martians idea.
I'd watch that.
Area 51.
Yeah, they didn't really. In the Asylum season, they kind of did the whole aliens thing, but that was like only in a few episodes.
Yeah, it kind of seemed pointless for as little as they touched on it, but
yeah. I thought it was scarier than the preceding couple of seasons.
Well, that was the second season. The first season was the haunted house.
Yeah, I never got into that. I was confused.
Like what was going on?
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on in the first season of American Horror Story.
Yeah, it didn't really unravel until the end. You really didn't really know until the end. And actually, I kind of liked that about it. I liked that you didn't really know what was going on, and you kind of had to keep watching to figure it out. And then you realize they're all ghosts. Spoiler alert. And you're like, oh. I thought it was interesting. I liked it.
Hmm.
Asylum, I thought, was much scarier.
Yeah. It was really creepy.
But I like them both. And then, I thought the Coven series was kind of disappointing towards the end.
Stupid.
And why do we need to have Precious?
I don't know. We're back. Maybe, I don't know. She's fat. She's fat. Does that make her interesting because she's fat?
How many roofies do you think Bill would have had to slip her to actually knock her out?
Oh, I don't think Bill could have afforded it. I'm talking about, to give Precious 10 roofies, get her to bed, date rape scenario, and about 14 dozen pudding pops to keep that woman satisfied.
Do you think he ever spiked one of his pudding pops?
Probably. It's a good delivery method. You know, just have a lick on this stick. Lick this, Rufy. I'll give you something else to lick.
Do they still make pudding pops?
I think so.
I like the vanilla ones. Were delicious.
Maybe use vanilla ones on the white chicks and...
God.
I don't know. Could be. Oh, John, we've been at this for an hour.
I know. Hopefully we've got some gold you can pan for within this conversation.
A lot of gold. We're going to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Johnny Pizzle is our pop culture expert, and he'll be appearing on more episodes, hopefully, probably via the phone. Oh. But we'll be bringing Johnny Pizzle in, and if you have any questions for Johnny Pizzle, you can leave them at our website where you downloaded this show. I forgot the web address.
GetWifeyKraken.com.
But you can, you know, you obviously found it. So if you got a question for Johnny Pizzle or me, please leave it at the website. So that's it. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. I had fun.
All right, great. See you all next time. Goodbye.